Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm here with two of my persons, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, here on 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Likens with you as well. Happy Wednesday. Oh, no. You know what that means. You know what that means. It is a Wednesday. Welcome to the show. We are closer and closer and closer to that game on Saturday.
I was telling somebody this morning, a friend of mine, I said,
it's going to be a cold one.
I saw a story on one of those aggregate websites this morning, the most popular sandwiches in the 1950s. I said, I'm very interested
egg
in this.
Egg salad.
It was a video, and I didn't have time to watch the video. I was hoping it was a list of like the top sandwiches. Like, and it was like I don't know, like whatever. You know.
Have you ever had a Vegemite sandwich?
No, I have not.
Our buddy Aussie
guy, he loves it.
He bought me one.
And
not my favorite. I took one bite. I was like, oh, because it was when I worked at Jack Stack. I brought it in.
Smoke the Vegemite in there in the smoker?
He
or anything?
Bought it. It was in like a cellophane like bag.
Yeah.
And I took it in there, and my buddy's like, what is that? Like a like a bagel? I was like, eh.
Oh.
I was like, no, it's I don't know it's that a I've Vegemite ever seen sandwich. It.
Like, do they sell that at Hy-Vee Vegemite?
I don't know if he brought it back. There's probably some like Whole Foods store at like City Market that sells them. It was
not good.
I don't want to say that. It was interesting.
Okay, what's it made out of?
Vegemite?
Yeah.
I don't, like...
It's not meat, though, right?
No.
It's not like the Australian version of Spam or something like that.
No, it's almost like, what is it? It's almost like a Fig Newton, but, like, has a different... It was interesting.
Nah, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
So
hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday!
Wednesday!
But, no, I don't... I mean, it was... Man, it's like the Australian Nutella.
Yeah. Oh,
I've never heard of this.
You've never heard of Vegemite?
Sandwich?
Have you never heard of the song?
Yeah.
Men at Work?
Yeah, I said Men at Work. I come from a land down under.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
A Vegemite sandwich.
And give me a piece of my breakfast.
Yeah. Okay. Give me a Vegemite sandwich.
You have a guess of what we're coming back with?
I mean, yeah, exactly. A Men at Work. I've never heard of that song before. Oh, I know that song.
Yeah, and Aussie just texted me and said, World Market in Westport has it. So if you want a Vegemite sandwich back, go grab one.
No,
I don't know.
No. It looks
what kind of bread did you eat it on?
It was like on an onion roll.
Okay, I like
it.
It wasn't bad.
It was interesting.
Texture of mush, though, right?
Like a Fig Newton's. What the texture was? It was brown and like it was interesting.
Are you to the stage of your life now where, like, for me, texture never mattered to me in food. Now all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm not into like soft foods like dates, like some.
Oh, I mean, if you're eating dates, I don't know why you would eat a date.
Like a date wrapped in bacon somebody served one time. I thought they were scallops.
Where do you eat?
My friend makes crap like all the time.
Emily was weird taking sour cream to a restaurant. Now I love her. I'm like,
totally agree with this. And over here, Bob's like, yeah, I eat dates with bacon wrapped dates.
My friend ago on New Year's Eve, we went to his house in Chicago right after COVID. And
he's out
like,
of here. That's the food you're serving.
And he's a foodie, right? Yeah. I'm like, I don't like, oh, you got to try them. I don't. It's not good. It's not. And so that's like, for me, like texture started to kick in.
Yeah.
And so like, if it's a soft, like mush texture, I don't know that I'm in if that's what Vegemite really is.
So Jayhawk for Life on the text line says, Vegemite is a very salty yeast. It is a yeast extract. So, I mean, it's, again, I'm one of those guys because my friends have made me this way to like try everything once.
Because
I used to be a kid, like,
well, that's
onions,
what we tell
gross.
The kids. Take 10 bites, and if you don't like it
10?
After, that's what they say. They say what? 7 to 10 bites is what you need to have really try something, right? You take one bite, you're like, nah, I don't like this. How do you know? You barely tried it.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was 3 bites. Now it's 10.
Now they're saying 7 to 10
damn,
bites is what you need to have.
The economy is rough.
To make sure that, well, I mean, hey, we're cooking all this food.
Inflation's tough, man.
we gotta take 10 bites of your food.
And I'm also to the point now where wasting food just drives me up a wall. And we make food nobody eats, and then you throw it away a week later. And you're like, what are we doing here?
Well, that's what I asked my dad when I was, I don't know, it's like a year ago. I asked my dad, I was like, did we not eat salmon when we were younger because we were poor? He's like, no, because you would have never ate it.
Never. My kids eat salmon.
Because like salmon's
though,
really not that expensive. Like,
right.
I think the Costco, you can get like six fillets for like $33. Yeah. And I was like, questioning myself, I'm like, why is that? And it's like, I don't know. And like as a kid, never ate Brussels sprouts, never ate broccoli, never ate asparagus.
But see, I watched something on Food Network over the weekend, and it was about cauliflower.
Eat
and it
Bobby was, Flay?
I don't know what Great it was. Show. I forget what it was. But they're like, if you don't like cauliflower, you're a child of the 70s and the 80s where you just got a bag of mushed cauliflower in the microwave from your mom. And I'm like, absolutely. That's how we had cauliflower. They threw a bag of frozen cauliflower in a bowl, and you ate it, and it was awful. It came out terrible. So to your point, the Brussels sprout thing, we were making them wrong. Now we add lard, bacon, onion, fat, more lard, more bacon, more. They're wonderful, right? The bacon jelly and all that kind of stuff. We roast them. Like, we've expanded the way we cook right now. So I'm like, all right, maybe I give cauliflower another shot if somebody roasts it or something. But
speaking of a transition into sports, if you roast it a lot and you give another shot, DJ Humphrey's a left tackle. What do you think?
I'm so over
How about
this
that
story.
Text line? Yeah. You like that text line?
That was good. Was somebody saying talk sports already
They're
this
being
morning?
Funny, though.
Oh, okay, because my thing was I brought up the sandwiches because I'm like, I'm more interested in that because it's Wednesday. I need the game to start right now.
For
like,
sure.
I'm ready for football
it's
now,
Thursday,
right?
And, by the way.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. In Chiefs Kingdom, it is Thursday. Yeah. Sorry. In Arrowhead, it's Thursday.
That's
in
right.
the outside world, it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
But no,
tell your boss that.
I'm ready for the game, right? Like, I know because we really haven't had a game since Christmas, guys.
Our biggest talking point for the last 2 days in Kansas City Chiefs Kingdom is left tackle.
Is left tackle. Yeah, and I talked to somebody in the organization about that, and I finally got a response last night about
Thank
it,
God.
About the left tackle position. So clearly it's something that they're discussing.
Right.
And the text I sent was, is this a real thing that the discussion of left tackle?
You were talking about that yesterday, yeah.
And the response back that I got was daily. I'm like, oh, okay. So, like,
daily in house?
It is real. And I'll say this. I was listening to Boomer Esiason talk football yesterday, and he said he's here and DJ Humphries is going to be the guy at left tackle, right? And I'm thinking to myself, boy, okay, let's do the say it out loud test with this. I want everybody to do the say it out loud test. Do you want one of the best defensive fronts in the NFL going up against a guy who really hasn't played in a year? Or do you want Joe Tooney to play the left tackle position?
Right.
I am more comfortable myself with Joe Tooney. If they start DJ Humphries to me and it goes bad and we lose the game or something and DJ Humphries is like, oh my God, this guy's terrible, it's going to go down as Andy's biggest blunder in Kansas City. I think you stick with what's working right now, and that's Joe Tooney and Frank Caliendo on the left side. You played against the Houston Texans with these guys a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Did you not? Right?
You must be fired up.
I am. Like, this is one that I want to get in front of this and let everybody know. Do not mess with the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
You mess with your quarterback psyche all year with this offensive line.
Right.
You finally found one that's working,
mm-hmm.
and there's questions. Now, I know Andy and all those guys, they can say they know more football than me. I get all that. I understand all that. But the way that I look at it is DJ Humphries really hasn't played in over a year.
Yeah. And he played one game, what, and got hurt with a hamstring injury?
I don't know, man. What do you guys think about it? That's my take. Like, it's frustrating for me because I see something that's working just fine. I'm like, you don't mess with what's working. Now, they could put DJ Humphries out there. He could be wonderful on Saturday afternoon.
So, I think I'd seen you guys' text. They did the Tooney experiment at the start of the Cleveland in the, right? Was that the first game?
The Tooney time he went in was the Raider game.
Okay, so it was week 13.
It was after they had a bad play or whatever, and you saw Mahomes' reaction, and Wanya Morris hit the bricks, and Joe Tooney moved out to left side.
So he started week 14,
so
essentially.
Week 14 was probably the first time Joe Tooney started.
Three sacks in that game, right? That was the most. After that, there was one sack the rest of the year for Mahomes. Obviously, he didn't play week 18,
right?
But he was sacked one time, and that was in that Houston Texans game in week 16. No sacks week 17. No sacks week 15. One sack in week 16. And I sent you this, too. the deep ball was there, right? He hit Justin Watson with that deep ball on the sideline. Mm-hmm. And
those were playoff teams that they were playing. Remember that gauntlet that we talked about?
3-11.
Yeah. We had the Chargers playoff team. We had, well, Cleveland doesn't count, Houston playoff team, and then the Steelers playoff team. I mean, those are good teams, right?
You can poo-poo on Cleveland all you want. Great defensive line.
Myles Garrett was shut out of that game. Remember, Myles Garrett did not have an impact in that game.
Well, and pressures. A lot of pressures. But yes,
but again, no sacks. And again, I don't know. I mean, Max, I mean, I consider myself a nerd, you know, a little bit more than you. Max, no a little doubt. Bit more than a nerd than I am.
No doubt.
But like, why?
Once he gets older, he won't be.
Why do you mess with this?
Yeah, this is one of those things that seems like human, like nature type stuff. Not football coaching, not like teacher student, not like you. I know more than you. This seems like
it's like I'm going to take the seat off my bike just because of the way that it feels.
Yeah,
Mutt, Blink 182, greatest song of all time by them. Nice. But it's like it's weird that like because like this seems like Andy's forte, right? Offensive line coach in the past, turned into quarterback coach, turned into offensive coordinator, turned into head coach, and it's like again. I will never question Andy Reid. I've seen two back-to-back championships. I've seen three in my life. But this is one, like you said, this is one of those things where I'm like, this is a discussion. Like, right. This is one of those things where it's like, well, we brought this guy in to play left tackle. We brought this guy in to be that guy. Joe Tooney's better at the left guard. And then the other side of it is everyone will say, well, the run game has been down since they've moved Tooney to left tackle. And this is a game in which the Houston Texans, like, how do you soften an aggressive front line? You run the ball right at them. And when you do that, they can't pin their ears back. They can't come after you. They got to, like, think about it. They got to do different stunts. They've got to do different, like.
When has Andy ever committed to the run to allow that to happen?
And that was my argument. It's like, when has this team ever been a run first, run second, hell, run third team?
Because if you're going to commit to the run, Dusty, right, to me, you commit to the run and you do not throw the football. The commitment to the run that we've seen is like first and 10, gain of one, throw!
Yeah.
You know, like immediately like abandon the run.
Is Caliendo just not a good guard?
I think he's been really good. The people that I've talked to about Caliendo have been like, wow, we're kind of impressed. We didn't realize he was going to be this good.
I mean, if Caliendo hadn't been this good, this would not be
Have you
a
noticed
discussion.
Caliendo? Be honest with yourselves.
No.
The only Caliendo I know is from the stand-up, right? Like, and that's a good thing. That's yes, not a good. Knock. Like,
the only thing I watch on the offensive line is the left tackle and the right tackle.
That's it.
I see if Juwan Taylor's going to jump, and I see if Tooney's going to pancake.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally all. Like, I think it's hilarious. The Texans brought this up a couple times, so respect to them. Humphreys and Tooney is like Gerback and Gannon.
That's a great point, man. That I love that. Like, oh, my God. That's why you have to learn from history.
It's like, what are we doing here? Like, just do it. Just go out there. And if, like, I mean.
That's a great text. Like, whoever texted the Gerbach, like, give me goosebumps, bro. Like, that's awesome. That's the best way to put it for Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, just go with a hot hand. Just stick with it. Let it be. Don't change it up. Just.
What are you quoting the Beatles?
Yeah, just. Stay with your left. And again, I don't know how they gamble in the NFL. If this is just smoke screens, but again, how great is it that we're talking left tackle, left guard? Like that's where we're at.
Yeah. But
whereas Houston media is going, oh boy. I mean, Worthy, Humphreys, you know, they got this guy named Mahomes, Kelsey. So
Want to start Humphreys on the other side and place a Juwan Taylor, I'm open to that conversation. But I just think Joe Tooney's been playing great. And yeah, like the text line said, the Gerbach Gannon comparison.
It's pretty
we've
spot on
this,
good.
Man.
Yeah.
That's why I said, if Andy does this and it doesn't work, this will go down as Andy's biggest blunder. And we'll be talking about it on Monday going, what did they do that for?
So unfortunately for you, Mac, you're a little younger, but did you ever dive into the Gerbach
Gannon?
Oh, for
sure.
Okay,
yeah,
say, like,
absolutely. Yeah.
Ask players who were on that team about that.
Oof.